Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We got some good news, some bad news from the Port Authority, and we'll ask Adam Randolph, who is the spokesperson for the Port Authority, where you want to start first, and thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me. Let's talk about what's starting on Wednesday. We are reducing service by about 25% system-wide. The good news, the good take of that is that we are continuing to operate for the foreseeable future. We're going to have the same number of routes. We'll still be going to the same places. We're just reducing how frequently we'll be going there.
You've had a large drop in ridership over the last couple of weeks because of coronavirus. People that may have purchased their monthly fare, how does this affect them?
Yeah, that's right. So over the last 2 weeks, we've seen significant decreases, some of the steepest decreases that we've ever seen in our history, especially over a very short period of time. Anybody who has purchased a time-based fare product, so either a weekly pass or a monthly pass that they aren't able to use, maybe they're working from home, or their business or place of business is closed, they can call us at 412-442-2000 and get a reimbursement. So if a customer only used 10 days, they'll get the remainder 21 days of March. We're still trying to figure out exactly what we're doing for our April passes, but riders who have purchased a time-based pass can get a reimbursement.
Well, that is good news, Adam. And a lot of people may wonder, what's the protocol now from a disinfectant and cleanliness standpoint when it comes to the Port Authority buses?
Yes, so our entire fleet is cleaned every night, and all the services are disinfected every night. So it's generally the high-touch areas, so stanchion poles, all the bars that you might touch, the backs of seats, hard surfaces that are primarily where our customers would touch their vehicles, they're being disinfected nightly.
And the person on the front line of this all this is the driver. That's the person I'm most concerned about when I see a bus driving around. They have to sit in that tube, that metal and plastic tube, all day long with all different types of people coming in and out of that bus. Some may be sick, some may not be. Are the drivers, what's the protection for them? Do they have masks or gloves, or is there hand sanitizer close by for them to use?
Yeah, so about two-thirds of our bus have a protective shield that they can close. So that's sort of the front line of defense. We don't have enough masks to go around. The CDC has said that masks aren't necessarily effective unless you already have the virus. But we are offering all of our operators gloves, and we were finally able to get some hand sanitizer, a significant amount of it. So we are offering all of our operators hand sanitizer. Really, their safety is our top priority. Once we get through this, we need every single one of our operators to be you know, physically able to be on the road. So we don't take any chances with their safety.
Adam Randolph with the Port Authority. So to recap, a reduced service 25% starting tomorrow, but all the routes will remain the same. Just the number or the time between services will extend, and then reimbursement for riders for passes who have to stay at home. Where's the best resource to get all this information, Adam, for individuals?
Yeah, the best resource for our customers or anyone looking to get around, which you shouldn't be, you should all be staying home and washing your hands, is portauthority.org/coronavirus. It has all of the schedules. It has helpful tips. It has frequently asked questions. It's the resource that you want to be checking before you head out, but you should not be heading out.
A lot of good information, Adam. Thanks for your time. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. So, Kevin, you spent a lot of time on the buses when you were in New York, as we mentioned, and that I would imagine that's really important information for
Absolutely.
People to know.
Absolutely. Just buying that monthly or weekly pass and being able to get reimbursed when they had to cancel some services or reduce services due to low demand because people are working at home is huge for riders. And knowing that the drivers are relatively protected in all of this is a big concern as well, or a big relief as well.
Yeah, we thank all those drivers. We appreciate you out there. And you can go again, portauthority.org/coronavirus. We'll put a link at kdkradio.com. We'll check on traffic, weather, and sports with Jim Colony coming up next on the KDK Radio Morning Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.